CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Threw it
now
to
he's
the streaker.
Run with it. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam, you call it.
He's into the end zone, and he's breaking. In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
Security
fell down.
Go.
Security is
gone. He's gone. For
get up the fence.
Oh, he's going.
You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He's gonna put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Go on the air now. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Do you want to grab a pair of headphones? Because then you can hear the awesome background music that I have on. Nah? Ma. My friend Brian is here today. Say hi, Brian. I gave you a microphone.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Wah, wah. Very original. So, I'm going to be honest with you. I was up until 7 in the morning last night writing essays. And I don't feel that great right now. It's not awesome at all. I can say that much. Have you ever had to do that? Have you?
Yes, I actually had to write a 10-page essay once where I stayed up for basically 48 hours to do it.
That's really gross. Well, that's awesome because my papers are like 15 pages.
go third year.
I know. Fourth. I'm in fourth year.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a common misconception. And I also get to work until like 12:30 tonight, so there's no sleep for me.
Wait, you're closing tonight as well?
Yep.
Sweet.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, I work with Brian, hence closing. Yes, and actually, what I didn't tell you about is this week, CITR is having a fun drive. We're actually in the middle of our fun drive right now. This is our first ever fun drive, and we're basically just asking people to donate money to CITR because we need it for various reasons. You haven't been here before, have you, Brian?
No, not indeed.
And have you ever listened? You haven't listened to my show before, have you?
No.
No, okay. Well, other people that have know that, like, crap goes wrong all the time. Shit breaks on me. And it's not my fault. It's just that the equipment here isn't as updated, maybe that's the word, as other stations. I don't know. It's hard for me to find words when I'm still asleep. But, yes. But basically, what you can win. I love how I'm so prepared for this. When you donate money to CITR, it's not like you get nothing in return, because one, you will see improvements in and around the station, and also when you make a donation, you will also get little giveaways. We've set up little prize packs for you so you don't leave home empty-handed. The minimum donation is $25, but for $25, you get one friend's card and one CD, and one CD is already worth like almost $25. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. And the friend's card is kind of like a student price card, where if you go around town, you can get discounts at certain places, certain eating places, clothing places, and it's quite the sweet deal, because that thing is actually worth, it's worth $15. And so when you get that in the CD, it's well worth over $25. And the number to call is 822-8648, and that spells 822-UNIT. And I can't really think up of anything funny and clean at the same time to say about the word unit, but you know, just in case you're bad with numbers. Nothing's coming. Okay.
Nothing clean.
Exactly. And we've actually had, you can donate 101.9. Wait, 100 what? Yeah.
Would you say it would spread unity?
It would spread unity. So, except we don't want the Y at the end.
So now I've just confused people, basically.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, that's all right, though. We're going to go to some music, and maybe when I collected myself better, then we can talk about different things. Does that sound like a good idea?
Please go to the music.
I know, it's so painful.
Three, four.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Brian is here.
Hi.
Hi. I just played Mastodon. I played Mastodon for Elliot, who phoned in and wanted to hear Mastodon. Off of their latest album, Blood Mountain, that song was called Crystal Skull. Before that, I played The Jolts, a local band, off of their EP, The Jinx. That song was called Bloody Eye Socket. Prior to that, a little bit of The Cancer Bats off of Birthing the Giant. That song was called Shillelagh. And I started off that set with Motorhead off of their newest album, Kiss of Death. That song was called Trigger.
Hot.
Hot. If you ever wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internets at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And that will be updated like later today, maybe if I don't fall asleep or something. Yeah. Indeed. So, Brian and I work at a record store.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. How do you like it, Brian?
It's a fulfilling experience.
Really?
Something akin to, like, restocking at Safeway or...
makes you feel like you're really special. You're doing something to change this world.
Well, I mean, for those of you listening, me and Marielle work on the rock floor at the HMV downtown location. Mm-hmm. And we are a committed team dedicated to bring you the best customer service possible. So long as you're not a jerk. And let me tell you, seriously, yesterday I... No, we're not going to go down this path of me ranting and raving about customers.
Okay. All right.
Or are we?
Well, I don't know. I do sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can just cut it off there if you want.
It's all good.
Okay. Awkward. CITR's fun drive. You guys know all about it because we've been... we started our fun drive last Friday. Yep, and we're actually going not till this Friday, but till next Friday. So you have, like, a long, long time to think about if you want to donate money to CITR. And it's more like... The question's more like, how much money do you want to donate to CITR? We've never asked you for money before in all of our, like, radio history. We've been around for a long time. I think it's been, like, I think it's 25 years, maybe? 25 years, so come on, let's push for another 25. And we have a lot of loyal listeners here at CITR, and we've had a lot of people donate already. We've made quite a bit. No, I can't find the words. Okay. Okay, Reason, the on-air studio, CITR needs your financial assistance because the last time that our on-air studio was upgraded was like 10 years ago, and that has been...
Excuse the interruption, that was poor mic technique on my part.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, it happens. Yeah, these mics, they're pretty old, and they're actually very dirty, too. They've been around for a while. No one really cleans them. People get sick. And I really shouldn't be telling you this.
Well, that's why my voice sounds so diminished at times, because seriously, I don't want to get near them.
I know. We have like over 100 DJs that go through this on-air booth.
I feel honored.
No, I was just, you know, giving you an idea of like how many people might potentially cough or spread their diseases through these microphones.
So, folks, if you want healthy DJs, you'll donate in order to get these mics replaced and perhaps get, I don't know, a screen for them or at least a piece of stocking to put over a frame or something.
Maybe some Febreze or something.
Febreze.
The number to call if you wish to donate is 822-8648, or you can even call 822-1242. But the easiest one to remember is 822-UNIT. UNIT. And that will provide unit E, right?
Yes.
Unit yes. That's the best thing that we can come up with. There's nothing else you wanted to say? Because I had nothing to say.
Well, since technically we are under the guidance of the CRTC, I am trying to restrict what I'm saying right now.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. You're a good person.
No, I'm not.
No, not really.
No.
Brian actually had a CD that he was supposed to bring today. It was the awesome CD.
It was the awesome CD of bad covers and just general awesomeness. I mean, it had everything. Like, Sepultura did a cover of Bullet the Blue Sky. Like, that's just awesome. But also on the same disc, we had things like the Rollins Band.
Yeah.
And Black Flag.
but you didn't bring it.
I know. Like, I woke up at like 12:20 thinking I was going to be late because I have to drive from South Van. And
I woke up at 12:30 when you phoned me, when you told me you were going to be late.
So, folks, this is why we're not so entertaining right now. We're both very fatigued.
Maybe. But I was up until 7 writing essays. What were you doing?
At Benny's hanging out.
Okay. Same thing, I guess. Same thing. Just as fun.
And zing? I got nothing.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways, we're going to go to music now. I don't even know what I have set up for you. Brian wanted to hear some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Let's pop in some CSS.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel that they're a bit overrated. I'm going to say that.
Mainly just because I actually haven't heard the one that features Death from Above in their title. So I was just wondering if we can do that. Or I mean, we have Lamb of God right there.
We can have Lamb. It's up to you, man.
Ooh, we're going to go with Lamb of God.
Yeah.
And, ooh, yeah.
Lamb of God. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. What song do you want to hear?
Ooh, we'll just go with Walk With Me in Hell by Lamb of God, the first track off of
That's
their new debut. Or not debut. This
not debut.
Be...
It's like their like millionth album.
Fourth, but.
But I don't follow Lamb of God, but apparently you do.
They're awesome.
You're pretty awesome, Brian.
Aw. Oh.
So Brian wants to hear a song.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why you want to hear this song?
I feel that in the parlance of our time, that this song very much represents who we are as a generation. In this socioeconomic paradigm that is, man, I popped my peas really hard on air. I don't know why.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be.
I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is okay. That it?
Yeah.
This is Death From Above, 1979.
Oh!
From Above, 1979. They're no longer together.
Sad face. Sad mm-hmm. face.
Did you ever see them live?
No. When they played the Messaluna, mm-hmm. like way back in the day of like 2004, I missed them.
That wasn't that long ago, but
I know.
Okay.
I'm trying.
That's okay. But that's why we have Mr. Kruft. Mastercraft.
Yay, Mr. Kruft.
Mr. Kruft. We really don't know what vowels go in between there. Could be anything.
It's, do believe it's a what's it called, one of those things where it's like, you know, props. No, it's not props. It's a my head is not working right now.
Brain not working.
It's one of those things where you're copying somebody, but it's out of like respect.
What?
My diction's so gone.
I really don't know what you're talking about though.
Well, no, like craft work.
Oh,
Mastercraft.
Okay.
Like it's I'm so sorry. I can't think of the word.
Okay. Well, if you come up with it later.
Well, if somebody knows what I'm talking about, I'm sure somebody does, give us a call.
Yeah. Oh, the number here in the studio is 822-2487. That's 822-CITR. That is not the number you phone if you want to give us money.
No, no.
No, the number to phone to donate to CITR's fund drive, first ever fund drive, is 822-8648. UNIT. Unit. Come on, do I really have to tell you why CITR would love to have your financial support? We need new equipment. You know this. If you've listened to my show before, you know that everything breaks all at the same time, and stuff just catches me off guard all the time, especially, like, I don't know. There have been so many times where I'm like, okay, awesome. I'll pre-record half of my show, play it on the computer, and then I can go off, like, leave early, do whatever. I'll pre-record half my show, play some of it, it'll play the first song, and then when it gets to the second song, it'll just stop, and I'll play the rest. And by that time, I'm already gone. I'm like, oh, awesome. When I go back to, like, listen to my show later, I'm like, there was, like, half an hour of dead air. What the hell happened?
Well, if you were at Emily Carr, you could call it your, final project.
I could...
I don't know what prompted that, ladies and gentlemen, but I feel a little awkward. But yes, if you want to donate, please.
Yeah, we need a new production studio. We would love to purchase new turntables, headphones, consoles, and a server that can handle increased internet traffic generated by a very popular online radio streaming and podcast service. Indeed. So if you, with your help and your support, we can make CITR a bigger and better station for you. And also you get nice giveaways. And if you do donate, your name is entered in our daily draw. And we do have prizes to give away, like concert tickets and gift certificates to bookstores, record stores, eating places, and stuff like that. So it's all good. It's not like you get nothing.
Plus, given the other options, CITR.
Huh?
Very she.
What? Sorry?
I don't know. I dropped a vowel there somewhere.
I didn't get it.
I'm sorry. I was just going to make comparisons to other on-air method. Never mind.
Okay. You can also check out our website at www.citr.ca. There's a little link that you can click that says donate that will give you a lot of more information about donating to CITR's fund drive, if you would like to know about that. Yes?
I believe there's also room for the upcoming budget for the module that gets rid of awkward conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Indeed.
Yeah, that
it makes people sound better on air,
yeah.
Sound smarter, more intelligent, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brian went to go see Lady Sovereign.
Yeah, I went to see Lady Sovereign. That was an interesting experience.
She signed your face?
Uh-huh.
How'd you meet her?
Well... First off, I angered the DJ and drummer because I wouldn't let them up onto the stage because I thought they were just two guys faking British accents just to get on stage. Now, to my credit, ladies and gentlemen, security jumped them as soon as they got on stage until they, showed their House of Blues sticker on their pants. But yeah, so that's how I started off the Lady Sovereign concert. But yes, then I proceeded to wait around like a dork at the front of the stage.
When she was done?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then she came out, you know, like the good artist that she is. Mm-hmm. And see, people were, you know, constantly mauling her with, like, you know, ticket stubs and, like, pieces of paper and, like, Sharpies. And I felt that she needed something. So I gave her my hat. Now, she was kind of confused at first because she's like, you know, I think she said, oi, mate. Your hat's black and the Sharpie's black. And I'm like, no, it's for you. And there's this awkward moment. She puts on my hat, grabs my face, and then signs my cheek.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Did you even ask her to do that?
No, I think it might have been like a cheeky way at getting back at me for making things awkward.
Oh, wow. Well, okay then.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm surprised you didn't like have it tattooed onto your face so you could have it forever.
No. She was Lady Sovereign, not Henry Rollins.
If it's Henry Rollins.
But yes, overall, the concert, the show itself, a big fat A+. The experience, we'll downgrade it to like a C-.
We won't get into that because it's not for children's ears.
No.
Not at all. It's not really for anyone's ears.
No. Hazardous to, yeah, children under the age of 6 and pregnant women. And also any... Yeah.
Anyone else? We're not going to talk about that then. But other shows coming up. Actually, The Living End are coming to Vancouver. And gasp, they just released a new album. Kind of just. Yeah, sure, we'll just
Released a new album.
Yeah, it's called State of Emergency, and they are coming to Vancouver to play a show. They're playing Richards on Richards December 17th, and that is a Sunday. And the thing is, oh, of course, it starts at like 8 o'clock. Usually shows. Have you been to a show at Richards on Richards?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They always, like, this is like the thing that I hate about Richards is that they always put shows on really early so that they can get people out so they can get the club people in afterwards. To make money off of drinks and stuff like that.
But don't you like being sneered at when you're leaving a venue?
I guess. No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Mean people suck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But this is The Living End. Yeah. They're coming to town December 17th. I will be talking about more concerts coming up in the future in just a bit. But this is The Living End.
The Living End.
On CITR. Welcome for a man that you don't understand, so forget it.
Make a break, another escape. I gotta get out, I gotta get out.
We are almost done here at CITR. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Brian is here with me today. Robin is coming up next with the Inkstead show. And he has a lot of stuff to give away. I didn't want to say that, but yeah, that's what it comes down to.
We got good crap for money.
What was that?
We got good crap for money, yo.
Good crap. He has, Robin
I got,
has...
like, tons of awesome comics. I got, some stuff by the Hernandez brothers. I got Louis Riel by Chester Brown. Curses by Kevin Huizenga. And Lucky by Gabriel Bell, which both I don't even think are in comic stores yet. So, like...
Ooh. Crap. Wow.
Good stuff.
So you're definitely going to want to stay
Millennial Mackies by Tony Millionaire. Linda Medley's Castle Waiting book, The Left Bank by Jason.
Okay. Save it for your show.
Mark Kalasnikos, Alex.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Great. Now you're just going to go
I know.
Off
everyone,
somebody.
Just making everyone hate me and see it here. I'm a cranky McCrankerson. What the... this is the last time that I'm going to ask you this week to donate to CITR. You know what's going on and how it goes down. The number to donate to is 822-8642, minimum of $25. And really, that's not a lot when you're looking at the big picture of things.
You get free stuff.
I've already talked about that. So,
and if when you listen to my show, you'll find out what kind of cool free stuff you can get.
But you already talked about it. You used up my time. For $200.
You can have it all.
Okay.
I'll stop.
Okay, thank you. Any last words, Brian?
Wow, this is college radio at its best.
Dead air. Dead air.
Thrush Hermit.
Yeah.
I don't know. The new Killers album's kind of...
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brian will be coming back very, very soon.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have something to say and maybe be awake and actually bring music or, you know, have something to say other than,
I'm so smart.
Lady Sov.
Lady Sovereign. What am I going to play for you? How about the Bronx?
Woo!
I like the Bronx. Woo! This is off of their second self-titled album. The song is called Transsexual Blackout, The Movement. Thanks very much to everyone that listened and phoned in today. I will be back next week. Probably, Robin and I will probably do some Geekorama thing.
We're going to celebrate new geeky things.
New geeky
world.
Things that are coming out this weekend.
We'll bring a 20-sided die.
And a Nintendo Wii. And hopefully by next Thursday, I'll have a Nintendo Wii.
And I promise to Wii myself on air.
That would be really cool. I'm going to go away now.
Okay, I think we all are. I think it's time for all of us to shut up. No matter what you say or who you do,
Wasteland!